Elections are taking place this week in 28 countries to elect new MEPs, which stands for Members to the European Parliament. If you're not sure what that even is, you're not alone.
This year's European elections. It's a big deal, but it's not simple.
Which is why the folks at the French-based Euro News Network put out this handy explainer. And now that music is stuck in my head.
MEPs are elected to represent geographical areas. They will serve a 5-year term, 2019 to 2024.
Anyway, in a nutshell, the European Parliament is a bit like Congress, but for EU member states. It approves a budget, it passes bills, and rejects them too. Getting parties from 28 countries in Europe to agree on anything is never easy. Lately, pro-EU centrist parties have had the most power in the European Parliament, but this year, far-right populists and anti-immigrant parties are gathering steam.
Un gruppo che farà un mazzo così ai burocrati di Bruxelles e Strasburgo.
Nous ne voulons plus de cette Union européenne qui fait souffler sur l'Europe les vents mauvais de la mondialisation sauvage.
Led by leaders like Italy's Matteo Salvini and France's Marine Le Pen. Meanwhile, over in the UK, no one was expecting to be voting in these elections because they were supposed to have left the EU by now. But the British Prime Minister is still struggling to get her Brexit deal approved, and so voters are casting ballots this week in the UK, and members of a new populist anti-immigrant party are taking advantage of the opportunity. The World's Orla Barry went to meet some of them.
As if Theresa May didn't have enough on her plate.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up a party. I'm going to call it the Brexit Party.
That's Nigel Farage, Britain's best-known right-wing leader and sometime friend of Donald Trump. Now, 5 weeks after its launch, the Brexit Party, according to opinion polls, is leading all other British parties in the upcoming EU elections.
We have a parliament that is now completely out of touch with our country. I think politics is broken. Our task and our mission is to change politics for good.
This is a Brexit Party event in Peterborough in the east of England. 60% of the electorate here voted to leave the European Union in 2016. Tonight, the party is introducing its local candidates for the EU elections to a packed conference centre.
Please welcome to the stage, June Mummery.
June Mummery and fellow candidates talk a lot about the fact that they're new to all this. But anger over the failed Brexit talks has driven them to take action.
Never been involved in politics before.
Now, I'm not a professional politician. I've never earned a living from politics.
I've never before stood for any kind of public office.
The candidates tell voters they're just like them. And like them, they want to take back control of their country and the waters surrounding it.
What country would give away its ocean? It's our back garden and we would like it back.
I think we should now start to use our economic power to buy British and buy non-EU.
There's also much talk about democracy and holding Theresa May's government accountable for enacting the referendum to leave the EU.
For the most anti-democratic stitch-up in recent British democratic political history. It's a disgrace.
Democracy. It doesn't just work in Britain. Look how successful it's been in the rest of the world. Look at the fantastic performance of the United States in the last 200 years.
Aside from wanting Britain to leave the EU, I wonder what else the party stands for. Those attending the event don't seem too sure either. I ask one chap, Lee, he wouldn't give me his last name, what he thinks.
I've got to be honest, I've not read through any of the policies. I've looked at the website, but I didn't notice anything on it as far as any manifesto or pledges yet. So
the candidates are just as vague. Here's one of them, Sean Lever.
Well, at the moment we're concentrating on the forthcoming elections. There will be a time and a place where we will publish our proposals for the general election should it come.
That's right. It seems they haven't any policies except the desire to leave the EU as quickly as possible. The only way to try and figure out where the party may stand on any other issue is to go back to statements its leader, Nigel Farage, has made in the past, like this one on immigration.
The impact on schools, the changes that have happened within our communities, the fact that we have to build one new dwelling every 7 minutes just to cope with current rates of immigration.
And this on climate change.
Leading American scientists are now saying we are going into a period of between 15 and 30 years of global cooling. We may have made one of the biggest, stupidest collective mistakes in history by getting so worried about global warming. You can reverse this.
In a sense, this is a classic case of a protest vote. One single issue in one election.
And simply stick two fingers up to the establishment.
But it's clear from tonight that this new party is thinking beyond the EU elections.
Now I'm asking you to become part of a movement that will fundamentally change British politics, a movement that not only will get us out of the European Union, but a movement that will break the current two-party system, which serves nothing but itself.
With uncertainty over Brexit, Britain's two main political parties are losing support, creating a vacuum that Nigel Farage and his party look likely to exploit beyond this European election. For The World, I'm Orla Barry, Peterborough, UK.